13:32 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel Glenn Fry, and the heat is on. Well, definitely not today, although it is going to be a 25-degree day, but certainly no heat because we're going to have a cloudy day with some showers. And joining us, as you will, each and every Monday around this time is Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Rick, good morning.
Morning, Dan, and the whole of Bundy. Happy New Year to you all. And how good is it breathing?
It is indeed. All right, mate. Now, we're going to get into the... Well, we're going to talk about the New Year's resolutions, but a lot of people don't stick with those resolutions. So maybe changing things up a little bit. Do you want to have a chat about that?
Yeah, they don't stick to them normally. I know you're going quite well at the moment, but it's more of a thing because resolution, can be very emotive. And it's if you're not having a good day, things get thrown out the window. And the old saying is, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. And if you're not happy with where you're at and you want to be somewhere different by Christmas 2023, it's just more about changing little things and not doing what you've always done. So if you are an emotive eater or you have a bad day and you eat crap, or if you give in to a bit of tiredness and say, no, I'm not going to move, often they're the times you need to be moving, even 10 minutes easy walk. So think back to a moment the last 20, 30 years where you'd normally do at a bit of a fork in the road moment and say, okay, normally I'd just say, nah, stop it. I'm going to sit on the couch and eat ice cream. I'm just going to get out for a 15-minute walk and just change the pattern of my life. And they add up and add up and add up. And those little changes over the next 5, 10, 15 weeks, all of a sudden by June, you're absolutely flying.
Well, one of the big things for me, and I've mentioned this on air, Rick, is the fact that I've given up soft drink, is the fact that I would drink, you know, maybe 1.25 litre bottles of soft drink a day. Obviously, you know, try and limit it as much as I can. But the fact that I gave that up on the 1st of January, and it's been tough. I'm not going to hide behind that and say it hasn't been tough, but that's certainly a change for me. And also walking a bit more is the fact that I wanted to do that through this year. So they're not New Year's resolutions because, as we mentioned, you know, sometimes we stick with them for about a week or so, but more just, as you say, the change in lifestyle.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And little habits, mate, that's all it is. If you say, what have I done and what's getting me to where I want to be? But if you're saying, I want to be 5 kilos lighter, I want to have more energy for my kids, or I want to play a sport or whatever, if you're doing what you've done the last decade and it hasn't got you there, well, you need to change some things. And it doesn't have to be big things. We don't look at these things like massive boulders in front of us. We look at them like, okay, just little by little, I want to practice. If I still play a sport, I want to practice kicking on my left foot 10 more times a day. And literally 5-10 minutes, it doesn't take much. And that's my biggest tip for everybody is don't build it up to be this thing where, oh, I've got to do this for an hour. But just 5-10 minutes. And same as you, great work with the soft drink. We had a good chat off air. Mm. But you have a bad day or you're really tired, or your old habit would be to reach for a big bottle of that. And now you've got different habits where you're going towards some water or a cup of tea, or even you might just distract yourself with a walking meditation or something of that matter. So it's really important that we change the way we are, just little by little, and the big changes do come over time. So no one else has to know. You just go about your business and do your thing, and it's a thing of beauty, mate.
Well, that's the big thing, isn't it? You mentioned there about no one needs to know. It's more, and this isn't from my perspective either, is just the fact that someone might turn around and say, hey, have you lost a few kilos? Or you're looking really healthy, you're looking happier, whatever it may be, and it's just because you're making these changes.
Yep, and it's just, like I said, discreet, little by little. Rome wasn't built in a day. And the most sustainable and long-term habits are these ones, mate. There's the little changes we can make. And you've done really well, because that's a really hard one, especially from the withdrawal point of view. But over, hopefully by March, April, well, I know it will, because I've seen many people do it. By March, April, you'll be feeling a lot better within yourself. You'll have a lot more bounce in your step. And again, don't expect miracles. Don't expect to feel amazing every day today. No. But by April, May, you'll be laughing, mate.
All right, look forward to April, May and beyond. But I also look forward to catching up with you each and every Monday, and really appreciate your time this morning.
I've already set a date in my calendar. I can't wait, mate.
All right. Look after yourself and we'll catch up next week.
See you, mate.
That is Rick Mirabella from runners.com, RUNNEZ.com. And go and check out his website. It's 1332 4BU.